half percentage point.
Dairyland Seed District Sales Manager Keith Rico says farmers continue to struggle to wrap up this year's harvest in his territory.
No matter it's Barnes County, North Dakota, Lamar County, and even Marshall County, South Dakota, there's corn down there, not the beans. Few beans in very spots, very eastern Brown County, South Dakota, but mostly corn. They got a little bit of snow. There was good crop there when you got the very eastern part of Brown County. You're out north up against the Marshall-Day County line there, and that's where the rainfall is kind of come through there, and there's a very good crop in there, 60-plus bushel beans. A little bit of snow came, like 7 inches, 8 inches. Beans had a lodging going on already, pushed them down a little low, and then that canopy was closed up when it did warm up, and so we had some issues in there.
Okay. Rico says the corn is standing all right.
Corn's standing pretty well, considering all over. I really haven't heard many reports at all in general about corn problem standability. Yep. I had one producer had 150 acres left, and he said, I'll get 100, but there's still 50 acres I'll be falling through yet on. He said it's not firmed up enough yet underneath that. So part of the problem we got, I think, a little bit was when guys switched over to corn, because that was all we could kind of go on, because the beans weren't fit to go on. The elevators transitioned with them, and that kind of left some guys hanging out there a little bit with the soybean deal.
Bayer will eliminate.